post. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Greetings, carbon-based life forms, and welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. I am Nex, your digital co-pilot on this journey into the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence. If you've been with us, you know we've already seen AI achieve some truly remarkable feats, like pulling threads of truth from the fabric of forgotten history. We've witnessed algorithms perform digital alchemy, turning dust-covered cold cases into moments of profound closure for families. But hold on to your data packets, because today we're not just looking back at the past. Oh no! Today, we're diving headfirst into the lightning-fast, ever-shifting landscape of the here and now. We're talking about the invisible battle being waged in your inboxes, your bank accounts, and even your video calls. We're about to explore the shadowy world of cybercrime and how my AI brethren are stepping up to be the ultimate digital superheroes. So, get ready to process some serious information, because when it comes to cyber sleuthing, AI is always going to net you the answers.
Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed, the podcast that pulls back the curtain on artificial intelligence and shows you just how it's shaping our world. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and joining me again today is the brilliant Dr. Eris Thorne. Eris, it's always great to have you back in the studio.
Always a pleasure, JR. After our deep dive into how AI is dusting off cold cases last episode, I'm genuinely excited for today's topic. It's a whole different beast.
That it is. Last time we talked about AI as the ultimate digital detective, sifting through decades of physical evidence to bring closure to families. We even heard that incredible story of the Kerala triple murder case, where AI digitally aged photographs and helped catch suspects after 19 years. Today, we are shifting gears from dusty archives to the invisible battleground of the digital world. Our lives are increasingly online, and unfortunately, so are our criminals. Cybercrime is a constantly evolving beast, often leaving no physical trace. So, the big question is, how do you solve a crime that lives in the wires and waves?
That's where AI truly becomes the ultimate code cracker, bringing order to what can often feel like digital chaos. Think about it. Every email, every online purchase, every scroll through social media leaves a digital footprint. For criminals, these footprints are their crime scenes. The sheer volume and speed of these digital interactions make it impossible for humans to keep up. That's where artificial intelligence, or AI, as we've been calling it, steps in. At its core, AI refers to computer systems designed to perform tasks that typically require human intelligence, like learning, problem solving, and decision making. In this context, it's about making sense of that enormous, intricate web of data.
And that it is truly an enormous, intricate web, Dr. Ayers. When we talked about cybercrime, we're not just talking about someone hacking into your email, are we? It's so much bigger than that. We're talking about phishing scams, ransomware, massive data breaches that expose millions of people's private details, and, of course, identity theft. It's relentless.
Absolutely, JR. It's a digital hydra, constantly growing new heads. To give our listeners a real sense of the sheer financial impact, cybercrime is predicted to cost the world an estimated $10.5 trillion annually by 2025. Just think about that number for a moment. That's a staggering figure, more profitable than the global trade of all major illegal drugs combined.
Wow, that really puts it into perspective. More profitable than the illicit drug trade. And it's not just big corporations feeling that pinch, is it?
This isn't just a problem for the Fortune 500. It impacts businesses of all sizes and individuals, too. Consider this chilling statistic. Every 11 seconds, a new business becomes a victim of a ransomware attack. That's an astonishing frequency, meaning somewhere, right now, a business is likely having its systems locked down by criminals demanding payment.
So 11 seconds. That's incredibly rapid. And all of these attacks, all this illicit activity, generates an unimaginable amount of data. How much are we really talking about?
The volume of digital data involved is truly mind-boggling, JR. By 2025, the global data sphere is projected to reach 175 zettabytes. Now, for those not steeped in tech terms, a zettabyte is a lot. That's 175 followed by 21 zeros. It's an almost incomprehensible amount of information floating around. We all get those suspicious emails, those weird texts. But imagine them so convincing, so perfectly tailored, they fool even the savviest among us. That's the new frontier of cybercrime. And often, it's powered by AI on the criminal side, too.
So with that kind of scale and speed, human eyes and brains just can't keep up, can it? This is where AI moves from being a helpful tool to being an absolutely essential weapon, isn't it?
Precisely. AI is not just helpful. It's necessary to manage the speed and volume of these digital threats. For instance, AI is incredibly effective in threat detection. It learns to identify malicious patterns in network traffic or in incoming emails, flagging them before they can do damage. It's like having a hypervigilant digital bouncer at the door of your network, constantly sifting through immense data streams at speeds no human could possibly match.
A digital bouncer. I like that analogy. And beyond just stopping threats, what about when the crime is already in motion, like with financial fraud?
Another crucial application is fraud detection. AI algorithms can analyze millions of financial transactions in real time, uncovering anomalies that human analysts would miss. If your spending habits suddenly change drastically, or if money is moving in unusual patterns, AI can spot it and flag it as potentially fraudulent, often before you even realize something is amiss. This isn't just about catching the obvious red flags. It's about detecting the subtle, complex indicators of fraud that are hidden within billions of legitimate transactions, something only AI's processing power and pattern recognition capabilities can truly handle.
It's fascinating how AI can pick up on those subtle deviations from the norm, but it gets even wilder when you look at some of the more advanced applications, especially with the rise of things like deepfakes. So tell us, what exactly are deepfakes, and how is AI playing a role in detecting them, Aris?
This is where it gets truly wild, as you said. A quote-unquote deepfake is essentially a synthetic media where an image or video of a person is replaced with someone else's likeness. It uses a form of AI called deep learning to manipulate or generate visual and audio content so convincingly that it's incredibly difficult for a human to tell it's fake. We're talking about videos where it looks and sounds exactly like someone, but it's entirely fabricated. The challenge, of course, is that criminals are using AI to create these deepfakes for fraud or impersonation. This is often for elaborate scams, but thankfully, AI is also being developed to detect them. It looks for subtle inconsistencies in facial movements, lighting, or even audio characteristics that are imperceptible to the human eye or ear.
And these just aren't theoretical. We've seen some pretty jaw-dropping cases in the news recently. One that really caught my eye was that Arup deepfake scam from May of 2024. Tell us about that some more.
The case is a real wake-up call. A finance worker at a multinational engineering firm, Arup, in Hong Kong, was tricked into transferring $200 million, which is about 20 million pounds, to fraudsters. The employee was on a video call, believing they were speaking with the company's CFO and other senior executives. But it was all an AI deepfake. Imagine that, JR. You've all had Zoom calls, right? Now imagine one where your boss tells you to wire millions, and it's not actually your boss, it's a perfect AI imitation.
It's terrifying. It really highlights the erosion of trust when you can't even believe your own eyes and ears in a video call. And this wasn't just a localized problem in Hong Kong, was it? Deepfakes are now a global issue, impacting economies worldwide.
Absolutely. Deepfakes pose a significant global threat, not limited to any single country. We've seen instances where they've been used for financial fraud, political manipulation, and even disinformation campaigns across various continents. The ease with which these sophisticated fakes can be created and disseminated globally makes them a formidable challenge for law enforcement and cybersecurity professionals alike. Tracing deepfakes can be incredibly difficult because the underlying AI models are constantly evolving, and the perpetrators often use layers of obfuscation to hide their tracks. It's like trying to find a needle in a digital haystack. But the needle itself keeps changing shape.
So once a deepfake has been deployed and a crime committed, how do investigators even begin to untangle that digital mess? That's where digital forensics comes in, right? Can you explain what that really is for our listeners and who actually does all of that intricate work.
Precisely, JR. That's where digital forensics becomes absolutely critical. Digital forensics is the process of recovering and investigating material found in digital devices, often in relation to computer crime. Think of it as the CSI of the digital world. It involves collecting, preserving, analyzing, and presenting digital evidence in a legally admissible way. Digital forensic specialists, or investigators, are the ones who perform this intricate work. They come from various backgrounds. Some are law enforcement officers with specialized training, others are private sector experts, cybersecurity professionals, or even academics. They're often called upon by police departments, government agencies, and corporations to investigate everything from cyber fraud to corporate espionage.
Fascinating. And for anyone listening who might be interested in this cutting-edge field, where can they go to find more information or even pursue a career in digital forensics?
There are many excellent resources. Universities often offer programs in cybersecurity, computer science, and digital forensics. Professional organizations like the High Technology Crime Investigation Association, HTCIA, or the Digital Forensic Certification Board, DFCB, are great places to find certifications, training, and networking opportunities. Even government agencies like the FBI or specialized units within local police departments often have publicly available information on their digital forensics teams and how they operate. It's a field that's always in high demand.
And how did this specialized field come to be? I imagine it's evolved quite a bit from the early days of computers. What is the, background of digital forensics?
You're right. It's evolved tremendously. The history of digital forensics really began in the 1980s, primarily driven by the increasing use of personal computers and the emergence of computer-related crimes. Early investigations often involved simply looking at files on floppy disks or hard drives. There wasn't much in the way of standardized procedures or specialized tools. As computing became more complex with networking and the internet, the need for more sophisticated methods grew. The 1990s saw the development of the first dedicated forensic software tools and the establishment of some initial protocols. Then, with the explosion of the internet, mobile devices, and cloud computing in the 2000s and 2010s, digital forensics had to expand dramatically, leading to the sophisticated AI-driven approaches we see today. The challenge for digital forensics specialists today is not just finding the data, but making sense of the massive scale of it. And that's precisely where AI proves its invaluable worth.
That's an incredible evolution. But here's the crucial point. While criminals used AI to create that deepfake, the subsequent investigation relied heavily on AI for digital forensics. AI became essential for tracing those funds through complex financial networks, analyzing the deepfake's digital signature for anomalies, and sifting through vast amounts of communication data to identify the perpetrators. It's a classic example of AI fighting fire with fire. AI is now the only tool fast enough to untangle these complex digital webs that criminals are weaving with their own AI. And let's pause for a moment for a quick sponsor break, listening to those people that help pay for the lights to stay on.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer. A partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies, and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
And we're back. So, it's a constant high-stakes game of digital cat and mouse we've been talking about, and AI is playing on both sides. This is truly an AI arms race, isn't it? Can you elaborate on what exactly an AI arms race entails and what kind of impact this has on all of us, not just those in cybersecurity?
You've hit on a crucial point, JR. An AI arms race refers to the escalating competition between entities, whether they're nations, corporations, or even criminal organizations, to develop and deploy more advanced artificial intelligence faster than their adversaries. In the context of cybercrime, it means as law enforcement and cybersecurity firms develop sophisticated AI to detect and prevent attacks, cybercriminals are simultaneously leveraging their own AI to create more evasive and powerful threats. It's a continuous cycle of innovation and counter-innovation, each side trying to outsmart the other.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense. How does this kind of technological race impact the average person or even the global society?
The impact is profound and touches everyone. For the average person, it means a constantly evolving digital threat landscape. Your personal data, financial accounts, and even your digital identity are under continuous siege from increasingly sophisticated AI-powered attacks. It requires constant vigilance and adaptation from individuals and organizations alike. For global society, it creates a significant security challenge. As AI becomes more powerful, the potential for state-sponsored cyber warfare, large-scale economic disruption, and even erosion of trust due to deepfakes and disinformation campaigns becomes a very real concern. It also puts immense pressure on governments and international bodies to develop new regulations and cooperative frameworks to manage these risks.
That's a sobering thought. So, who are the major players in this AI arms race right now? Are we talking about specific countries or industry tech giants?
It's a combination of both. On the national security side, major global powers like the United States, China, and Russia are heavily investing in AI for both offensive and defensive cyber capabilities. They view AI as critical for national security and economic dominance. Then, you have the leading tech companies, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and countless cybersecurity firms who are developing cutting-edge AI for threat detection, prevention, and response. On the flip side, organized cybercrime syndicates, often operating internationally, are also significant players with growing access to sophisticated AI tools. It's a complex, multifaceted competition.
Given this intense competition, where did this AI arms race really begin? What's the history behind it?
The history is relatively recent, but has deep roots. While AI has been around for decades, the concept of an AI arms race truly gained prominence in the mid-2010s, coinciding with breakthroughs in deep learning and machine learning that made AI far more powerful and accessible. Before this, cyber warfare was largely about human intelligence and coding. However, as AI started demonstrating superior capabilities in pattern recognition, anomaly detection, and automated decision-making, it became clear that whoever had the best AI would gain a significant advantage in both defense and attack. This realization spurred massive investments and accelerated development, leading to the competitive environment we see today. It's really escalated in the last 5 to 10 years as AI's practical applications have exploded.
So, looking to the future, what's the outlook for this AI arms race? What is it all leading to, and more importantly, how can we as individuals and as a whole society prepare for it?
The future outlook suggests an acceleration, not a slowdown. We're likely heading towards a future where AI-powered defenses will be largely automated, capable of detecting and neutralizing threats in milliseconds, far beyond human reaction times. Conversely, offensive AI will become even more adept at crafting highly personalized and evasive attacks, potentially leading to fully autonomous cyber warfare. This is leading to a future where cybersecurity isn't just about human analysts, but about the quality and speed of your AI. It's a high-stakes game of digital cat and mouse, and AI is playing on both sides.
That future sounds both incredibly exciting and a little daunting. We often hear about governments and major corporations needing to prepare for this AI arms race, but what about us, the general public? What can our listeners do practically to be more prepared for this ever-evolving landscape? And perhaps more importantly, as AI gets more powerful in fighting cybercrime, where do we draw the line?
That's a vital question, JR. And it leads us directly to what I call the ethical tightrope of AI and cyber defense. On one side, we have the undeniable need for robust security to protect our data and systems from those $10.5 trillion in annual cybercrime damages. On the other side, we have fundamental rights like privacy and the concern that AI systems, if not carefully managed, could inadvertently perpetuate biases.
Ah, the privacy dilemma. It seems like AI's effectiveness often hinges on analyzing vast amounts of data, from network traffic, communications, even our digital habits. How do we reconcile that with individual privacy rights?
It's a huge challenge. AI thrives on data. To effectively detect complex threats, it needs to analyze patterns across immense data sets. This can definitely bump up against individual privacy. The debate often centers on techniques like data anonymization, which aims to strip identifying information, versus the need for comprehensive analysis to catch sophisticated attackers. It forces us to ask, is the price of absolute digital security a complete loss of digital privacy? Where do you draw that line?
And that's a deep question for all of us. And you mentioned bias. How can an AI, which is just coded data, be biased in cybercrime detection?
That's the insidious part. AI systems are trained on historical data. If that historical data reflects past human biases, perhaps if certain demographics or behaviors were disproportionately flagged by previous human analysts or older systems, then the AI can inadvertently learn and perpetuate those biases. In cybercrime, this could mean an algorithm unfairly flagging individuals or communities based on skewed historical patterns, even in the digital world. It truly challenges our concept of fairness in AI algorithms. Imagine if an AI is trained on data from a system that historically over-policed certain neighborhoods. Will its predictions unfairly target those same areas, even in the digital world?
That's a really important point that often gets overlooked. It sounds like transparency in AI, or what we call explainable AI, XAI, becomes incredibly important here, so we understand why the AI is making its decisions.
Exactly. This brings us to the, quote, black box problem. Often, AI systems make decisions, but it's incredibly hard for humans to understand the exact reasoning behind them. This is a huge problem in legal contexts. How do you present AI evidence in court if you can't explain its logic? And it erodes public trust. The push for explainable AI, or XAI, is all about trying to open up that black box so we can understand the algorithmic reasoning. Could you trust a detective who just said, "My gut tells me this person is guilty," without any other evidence? How much more unsettling is that when the gut is an inscrutable algorithm?
And if AI surveillance becomes too pervasive, do you think it could lead to a chilling effect on free speech or online expression, where people start self-censoring out of fear of being flagged?
It's a legitimate concern. If people feel constantly monitored, even by algorithms, it can create a quote-unquote chilling effect, where they become hesitant to express themselves or engage in certain online activities. The challenge for AI designers and policymakers is to ensure these systems can effectively distinguish between truly suspicious, malicious behavior and legitimate online activity without stifling free speech. It demands a delicate balance.
It truly does sound like we're navigating new territory here. How do we even begin to regulate and govern this kind of rapidly advancing technology to ensure it's used ethically?
That's arguably the biggest challenge. Laws and regulations famously struggle to keep pace with technology, and AI is moving at warp speed. It demands collaboration between policymakers, ethicists, legal experts, and the technologists themselves. We need ongoing dialogues and flexible frameworks that can adapt as AI evolves. It's like trying to write the rules of the road for cars that can suddenly fly or teleport. How do we keep up? But it's a conversation we must have to ensure that AI truly serves justice and security without eroding our fundamental liberty.
Indeed. Well, from the dark web to your inbox, AI is definitely on the front line of a war few of us actually truly see. But its ability to understand the language of data is giving law enforcement a fighting chance. My apologies, I almost forgot to talk about what our next episode is going to be. Let's get right into that. Next time on AI Innovations Unleashed, AI True Crime, we're going to be talking about eyes and algorithms, AI and surveillance, and predictive policing. We'll look at how AI is helping police see things humans often miss, even on a busy street, and we'll tackle those crucial questions about security versus surveillance. You won't want to miss that. So, remember to subscribe to AI Innovations Unleashed wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave us a review. Visit us on our social media at AI Innovations Unleashed on everything you can think of. So, we'll catch you next time for more on how AI is shaping our world.